Thursday, February 2nd, 2012, from Creamer Media in Johannesburg, I'm Shannon Durehove. Making headlines, a study commissioned by South Africa's ruling ANC has rejected calls for mine nationalisation and come out in favour of higher taxes and royalties, the Business Day newspaper reported. The report is expected to be adopted as policy by the ANC and will be raised this weekend at a meeting of the party's National Executive Committee, the newspaper said, without saying where it got the information. The report warns against asset grabs by the state because such a policy would be unconstitutional and because the government could also not afford to buy mining stakes, the newspaper said. Three rhino poachers have been sentenced to 25 years in jail each by a South African court, probably the toughest punishments ever given in a country hard hit by killings of the threatened species. The three poachers from Mozambique were arrested in South Africa's Kruger National Park in July 2010 with two freshly chopped horns, rifles and an axe, South African National Park said. The sentencing of these poachers is an indication that as a country we are taking more stringent measures in the fight against rhino poaching, said David Mabunda, chief executive of the Park Service. 74 people were killed when supporters clashed at an Egyptian soccer match, prompting fans and politicians to turn on the ruling army for failing to prevent the deadliest incident since Hosni Mubarak was ousted. At least 1,000 people were injured in the violence when soccer fans staged a pitch invasion in the Mediterranean city of Port Said, even though local team Al Masri beat visitors from Cairo, Al Ahly, Egypt's most successful club. Angry politicians denounced the lack of security at the match and blamed military leaders for allowing or even causing the tragedy. The Muslim Brotherhood, the Islamist group that dominates parliaments, saw an invisible hand at work. Also making headlines, Senegal security forces used tear gas and flash grenades to disperse hundreds of rock-throwing youths at the capital, Dakar, a day after a student was killed in mass anti-government protests. Aging African presidents who try to cling to power by manipulating constitutions and judiciaries risk the same popular rebellions that toppled rulers in last year's Arab Spring, Nigerian Nobel laureate Wole Soyinka said. The DRC's ruling party has lost more than 40% of its legislative seats to rivals, but will remain the largest bloc in parliament, according to full results from a November 28 vote. That's a roundup of news making headlines today.
For free access to legislation, speeches and crucial policy documents, visit polity.org.za, Creamer Media's news and information website. polity.org.za, deepening democracy through access to information. Visit polity.org.za today.